Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. What a shit show to see the parasitizing of our justice system. How do you solve this? You can't solve this with a presidency. There's a bunch of infiltrated judges that have taken over the majority of courtrooms in leftist areas, which is highly populated areas of the U.S. The prosecutors are bought up. The juries are biased. How do you fix this? Other than with a flamethrower and just abolish the ensemble of all buildings that are meant to violate individual rights, including courtrooms. We are in deep shit. Even if Trump could be found not guilty, or even if there could be a hung jury, why do we have to be a hung jury away from justice all the time in these leftist areas? It's absolute nonsense. And at this point, the judge in the Trump trial is rewriting the law, reinventing principles. Suddenly, we can find a defendant guilty, even if not all of the members of the jury agree on all the facts that constitute the element of the crime. Because he said, you know, if four of you find one crime, four of you find the other crime, and four of you find the other crime, I'm going to call it a unanimous decision. This has never happened in justice ever. I challenge anyone to bring me a case where this has been done. I mean, it's special rules for Trump, and at this point, the judge doesn't even care about showing his injustice to the whole world. It's not looking good. And defenestrator says Trump needs a well-hung jury. I think it's where we're headed. So now they sent the jurors back to their home, and they will come back tomorrow morning. The jury is in deliberation. They have sent back a note to the judge asking for questions, apparently for the first time that we've seen in any televised trial. The jury doesn't have written instructions, so they have to remember the elements of 30 different counts of crime, 30 different points that the judge has underlined to them. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's like the system is telling them, don't think about it too much, just declare him guilty. Thankfully, we have, in this case, we have our boy. We sent a boy straight from the depth of artificial uteruses fomented in underground networks during a whole white boy summer of the past. We have put into existence a creature. A white boy is on the jury, and when they ask the jury member during the jury selection process, when they ask, what medias are you subscribed to? He answered, Truth Social. Truth. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch Fox News. Truth Social is my media. So this guy is our only hope, I think, along the side of the possibility that he may even convince other jurors to be decent a little bit. Our Truth Social boy in the jury, justice relies on him at this point. The question is, will they? I mean, I was afraid that they're sending back the jurors home, because what if he gets killed by a random psychiatric patient in the New York metro? I mean, it's a problem. It's a problem. Hopefully he makes it to the trial alive tomorrow and we get a hung jury. The hung jury could happen quick, or it could happen after very long deliberations. DK Shadow says very possible. I mean, and then you would have to ask the question of the degree of randomness, what are the likelihoods? But it's very sad to see that the Democrats, they don't care in family courts and they don't care in criminal courts either. They are on a quest to... It seems that this judge has some sort of teenager mentality of, we're gonna... we're going to mess with the life of Trump. But they haven't thought it through. It's not looking good for you no matter what you do. Because at this point, I'm starting to think about the possibility that Trump could be in jail. And, oh my God, that would mean vice president that he chooses could be the nominee that ends up being effectively the president of the U.S. What does that mean? What if he selects Elon Musk? Because we are hearing that Elon Musk and Trump are in constant communications. They are updating each other all the time. And Elon Musk is considered for an advisor role. I say to Trump, don't just consider him for an advisor role. Consider him for vice president and put yourself in jail with all these Democrats after you. End up in jail and then declare Elon Musk president. Elon Musk can't be president, so he can't be VP. Is that, oh no, because he's a naturalized Canadian? Oh, well, that sucks. That sucks. Well, then select someone that people will really hate and have him be totally coached and controlled by Elon Musk. It's time to slash the bureaucracy of the U.S. by 85%. And Elon has shown it's possible to do this on Twitter. Anyone has felt Twitter stopped working? No. So if anything, Twitter works better than it ever did as X. There's no fixing this. We have let our systems be totally parasitized. Our institutions are dead. Our people is replaced. This civilization is only waiting to fall. The lady with the boobs, as a clarification, yesterday I was looking at her boobs bouncing and I was like, holy shit, very hard to listen to what she's saying. But now she is here to debunk me. She has a response to the people who accuse her of shaking her boobs while speaking. Let's see what she has to say. Listen to her arguments. It's very important.
The number of people commenting on my videos about this, you guys have a hard time believing that when I talk, they just move. Is that so crazy? Like, what? You guys don't have chests like this, so you wouldn't know, but it's kind of hard to have them not move. Like, I'm literally just moving my hands. Does this help make sense? No.
Keep listening. She's not doing it on purpose. Listen to the argument.
I don't have a twitch. I don't know, you guys. You guys are just going to pick something out to be angry at me for, and that's fine, but yeah.
Now people are accusing her of doing it on purpose. A Bitcoin block has the lowest SHA hash to date, 00000000005D6F06, blah, blah, blah. That is a lot of zeros. Generating a hash this low, that is with that many zeros, has the same likelihood as flipping a coin 97 times in a row and it landing tails every time. Can you imagine? We have our little ant miners, our columns of servers, just crunching numbers, until they get a random event that leads to that is the equivalent of flipping a coin 97 times on the same side. And that's what creates a Bitcoin block. Look at the process. We start with about 8 zeros. The hash become more low. More zeros. 11 leading zeros. 12. The machine is rushing. Oh my God, we're not finding the new hash. That's difficult. 14. We're reaching 14 now. 15. Sometimes you're lucky. 16. Each of these ash are an SHA, just complete entropic undermining of data that is deterministic. So you know it leads to a result, but you wouldn't have known before you generate the result. And the goal of the Bitcoin miner is to have enough zeros to fit the current difficulty epoch. Difficulty increasing, 103 billion amounts of difficulty. And this was the lowest block hash, 137126. Eighteen leading zeros. Nineteen leading zeros. And see this lowest block hash has changed. 5d6f0. Well, here we go. We are exploring entropy. We are exploring shaken data. Shaken data that is guaranteed to be so shaken that you couldn't figure out what was the initial data from the result. But you can show that it would lead to that result. Defenestrator says it's like JF narrating a horse race. Rodilacid says, wow, with so many leading zeros, algorithms probably avoid trying a zero for the next digit since it's less and less likely. Well, it's not about likelihood. It's about the Bitcoin difficulty is set by the requirement of those zeros. So if you come to the Bitcoin network with less zeros than this, your block is rejected. You have to have found a hash that is difficult to find. And the way they balance this is the number of zeros. And at some point in the Bitcoin life, it was 5 zeros, 8 zeros. Now it's something like 19 or something like that. So, and as far as the rest, you can have more zeros. You can have, just like it is illustrated here, the lowest block hash ever found had actually 5 more zeros than required. You had to have 19 leading zeros, but this one was happened to be out of luck, happened to be smaller. Defenestrator says, okay, this one I read. All right, let's get started on reviewing the news. Evolution, can you give me high mental content to deter predators? To deter predators? Yes, to deter predators. That is precisely what I said. Wait, what the fuck? And suddenly, human predators, mouth cool, and they produce these gums filled with mint. That is a narrative according to which mint got fucked by the human animal, the human predator. But as someone points out in the reply, but we propagated the mint, ensuring its survival. Who really won? That is a question we've been touching upon on the show before. Are we farming the wheat or is the wheat farming us? Well, evolution tells you both are happening equally. We're not any more farming the wheat than the wheat is farming us. The wheat definitely is recruiting all of our abilities to its own interest. And the mint, it's the same thing. We are spending $200, $300 biweekly on groceries. Let's listen to some woman insight on the economy.
I live in Southern Ontario, and as we know, the cost of living, the cost of groceries, everything in Canada right now is astronomical. It is skyrocketing. I quite literally just went to the store to get...
I'd love to have this accent. It is a skyrocketing.
Some apples for the rest of the week. Okay. And I will say I did go to Metro, which is a higher end brand of grocery stores here in Canada. Plain and simple.
You can't even go to a I spend my life in the cheapest possible store always. These girls can't even go to a cheap store for the one time they will make an Instagram video about it or a TikTok video about it. Unbelievable. If you want to complain about inflation, don't participate to it in your TikTok video. I never go to Metro. I go if I need to buy a special piece of meat. I always get to the place where it's the lowest price because you guys are causing the inflation right now. You guys are going to spend money in places that don't reduce their price.
Simple, they just have better produce, okay? They are quite large, I will say. They are larger than what you would get at a more affordable grocery store. But I got six apples, okay? Six apples, that's all I got. Those six apples cost me $14.56.
Well, yeah, don't do it. Don't buy them. You know there are apples cheaper on the other side of the street.
What? $15 for fucking apples? For six apples?
Don't pay for them. Don't bring them. Like, you just went out there and give your money to a corporation that is causing inflation because they know you will be there and you'll be carelessly taking the apples and you won't be checking the little label that says how much price per pound and you won't be weighing your apples on the balance. So, of course, as long as there's women like this, the prices won't go down.
What? I haven't...
We need to totally redo the financial system. No woman goes out there selecting apples. They need to ask permission to the man, and the man goes in and takes the cheapest apples. I've injured, you know, Mama JF. I've injured 3 years of picking the apples that she doesn't like. I've injured 3 years. Every week, I would go out there, take the apple that she hates, bring it back, and say, that's the apples you eat. I mean, the thing is, the other apples are extremely pricey, and I'm not going to take the best apples all the time. If you want just a resolution of the problem of eating inflated sugar in a fibrous space of vegetable construct, I'm going to solve this problem at the lowest price possible. If you want the apple that costs twice this, you have to write a thesis and make a good argument for why. Why would you want the other apple that costs twice the price?
I have a fiance. We have a dual income household. We have no kids.
Dual income household. There you go. Big problem. So now she has her income and she goes to spend it on costly apples.
We have a cat, you know, but the cost of living has been astronomical.
And they have a cat. Do they have a cat?
We have a cat, you know.
Yeah, you have a cat. So now there's even more spending. Now you go to Metro to buy those high-priced seafood cans for cats. I mean, I'm realizing that my Clamato, which feeds me on an everyday basis, my Clamato cocktails come from this girl's spending behavior. Because this girl is willing to pay higher price for her cat food than I'm willing to pay for my own food. So they end up dumping the clam juice that is produced to feed her cat into my tomato juice. And here I am enjoying a Clamato with a celery branch, a little bit of pepper and salt around the glass. Oh my God, I live off these spenders.
But the cost of living has been astronomical. Groceries have been astronomical. We are spending like $200 to $300.
Defenestrator says, Clamato, where are two? Careful here. Careful. If you say that too often, the Clamato Jews will appear. And you don't want to get in trouble with the Clamato Jews. They're operating in the industry. They They are supervising the whole process by which this girl's cat gets his can and I get my Clamato juice. They're like supervising a whole chain of that juices clams. And, you know, they're like, we need to get every drop of this clam juice somewhere. Let's put it in Clamato juice. You don't want to get in trouble with these guys. You know, they're tough. They're tough, the Clamato Jews.
$10 bi-weekly on groceries for two people. On top of that, we've been having a little craving for ice cream, so I was able to get ice cream on sale for $4.99, which is great, but I could have gotten 3 tubs of ice cream for the price of my fucking apples. What? That is essentially 1 hour of work for a lot of people in Canada. Like, if you make minimum wage after...
Yeah, well, you're all part of this inflationary system, see? I don't even make as much money as these people by work. So they make more money by work, but because they need to make that money by work, they have to increase the prices of products because as an employee, you consume more. They can't understand that their system is unsustainable. Like, this girl is costing too much to society. We have to get rid of her.
After tax, after all the BS that's getting taken off your paycheck, we can't afford to eat. We are struggling out here. Both me and my fiance have great jobs by, you know, society standards. And $15 for apples? I can't.
Well, stop buying them. That's the message. Lendal Guntram says she thinks she is Pelosi or something. Oh yeah, Nancy Pelosi is responsible on her own for the inflationary price on refrigerators, let me tell you, because I have a very big refrigerator because I like comfort in arranging food, organizing food, and having lots of access to food. To me, cuisine is a serious hobby. You know, I don't need to pack this fridge full, but I need space to be able to go quick and do my thing. But Nancy Pelosi, she has 2 fridges like mine, one beside the other. It's like she built her house to encase 2 fridges in her kitchen. How do you need these 2 fridges? I'm a top-level cook in the French tradition. I need extreme precision in my storage and use of items. I'm super happy with my fridge. There is no way you need those 2 fridges. This is another degenerating society. Okay, so people don't even know anymore that you can't appear in court while committing a crime. Like, it's one thing to violate a judge's order in secret. It's another thing to do it on the record. Here we have a case of a guy whose driver license was suspended. He zooms in with his lawyer in the court. He zooms in while driving with a suspended driver license.
Assistant Public Defender Natalie Tate for Mr. Harris, who should be present via Zoom.
Mr. Harris, hello? Are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. So, just give me 1 second. I'm parking right now.
Wait. You stationary?
I'm pulling in right now at this second. Yes, I am.
All right. What are we doing?
Your Honor, we are respectfully requesting an adjournment in this matter, up possibly 2 to 4 weeks if the court would allow.
So maybe I don't understand something. This is a driving with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving. And...
Look at his face. Look at his beaver face. Oh, shit.
I didn't have a license.
Oh.
What did you think? What did you think? You're committing a violation of the order on the record. What did this guy think would happen? That the judge would say, oh, okay, it's okay because you parked?
Yes.
No, I'm looking at his record. He doesn't have a license. He's suspended and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Even the the public defender of this guy, I mean, these public defenders, they're doing their best, but it's a whole scam. We have troubled people who are violating the law, and we pay public defenders to these people. Like, the salary of this public defender, our net worth eventually becomes bigger than the entirety of the human beings she ever defended. It's like we have people who are worth zero, who can only just bring society down, and we give them public defenders, and the public defenders themselves are astonished as they see their client violate court orders on the record. So she has to admit and say, yes, Your Honor, that is correct.
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is turning himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
Well, he ends up having to, his bond is revoked and he will have to report to jail. Thankfully, we still have some operation of justice, sometimes out of random here and there. Mike Tyson's medical emergency was reportedly an ulcer flare-up. So he had to communicate with health professionals at some point. He needed emergency care. And people were wondering, as he hurt himself during the training, because he's currently setting up for a fight with Jake Paul. Turns out it's an ulcer flare-up, so stomach pain that he was feeling. Thankfully, this tends not to be too grave of a thing. He should, it's not like a permanent injury that should affect the match. I'm kind of interested, but at the same time, he's a very old man to be boxing. I'm afraid it will boil down to cardio health and age, but it's still interesting to see, to push the limits of boxing and see where these Jake Paul-like boxers can go. Here we have some criminality.
All right, we've got an update tonight on an incident that stunned a community. Police say an 18-year-old unloaded an AR-15 rifle into a street in his neighborhood.
Yeah, you can see right there, it was all caught on camera. And what was even more shocking is what happened after. A judge released that teen to family instead of ordering him to be held in jail.
So he releases the teen after he has emptied a magazine of an AR-15 randomly in the street. Bad decision. Now, eventually, a court of appeal has actually reverted this decision, so he will be under some surveillance. But it shows the randomness and the carelessness of this justice system that's trying to sue Trump for a crime that we're not even sure what the crime is. In fact, at this point, the judge confirmed to the jurors that they don't even need to agree on what the crime is. If they can just all say there's a crime that's been committed. I mean, this defies principles of law that are so deep, because you have the right to be faced with your accusers, but of course you also have the right to know what the accusations are. This is some very basic, just root levels of justice that was determined in cases that date from 100 years ago. It's not, you're not going to find a recent case where this has been challenged. The defendant must know what he's accused of, and the jury must agree, the jurors must agree that it's this thing that he committed, not any of 50 different things. It has to be a thing. If fascism come to America, it will come in the name of liberalism. Ronald Reagan. Absolutely correct. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Real Base Talk says, why hamper a great career as a doctor or engineer because of this mistake. I mean, show me a guy that goes from shooting an AR-15 on the street to making a great contribution to society. Start by just showing me one. And then we can talk about whether it's statistically representative. But if you could please start by just showing me one. Just 3 hours into deliberation, the jury has come back to Judge Merchant with multiple questions. And yeah, that's one thing I wanted to tell you about this guy that we have on the jury who's on Truth Social. The leftists have been alarmed at his behavior because they have noticed that he doesn't act like the other juries. The other jurors are attentively listening. Oh, Judge Merchant just said something. Oh, instructions from here's another testimony. Let's listen carefully with my eyes. That's the behavior, apparently, of these leftist jurors. But the press has started discussing that one of the jurors, the one that has a Truth Social account, has started to seem agitated and annoyed in response to the trial. So instead of being, let's listen, he's like, he's ashamed of what he's seeing. So I think we can count on him to be strong enough to hold this into at least a hung jury. And the questions of the jurors are suggesting that it's certainly not a clear outcome. It's certainly not a case where all of the jurors already agree, because they are coming back with many questions for Judge Merchant.
The buzzer, then the note. What can you tell us, Paula?
All right. So they received a note from the jury, and it contains four different requests. We're getting these live updates. They're coming in real time from our colleagues. One of the requests is, one, the jury requests David Pecker's testimony regarding the phone conversation with Donald Trump while Pecker was in, there might be a little typo here, was in a meeting. So this is something that we signal they might ask for, is specific portion.
Okay, so they're asking for this, and they're asking to hear the jury instructions again. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is super happy about what's happening. But I mean, it's so indecent to be celebrating legal persecution in this annoying way that only her knows how to do.
Do I see people testifying? Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Mark D's channel, are you willing to make false allegations for me? Holy shit, this woman is annoying. Oh, you know, it's very hard to be more annoying than the other woman, but she is so strong at it. She has something about herself. This is insanity. Judge in Trump case issues unbelievable jury instructions. Legal minds are beside themselves at how the judge in the Trump hush money case has instructed jurors to rule, first in what constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley called the coup de grace instruction. Judge Juan Merchant said that there is no need to agree on what occurred and can disagree on what the crime was among the charges. Merchant just delivered the coup de grace instruction. He said that there is no need to agree on what occurred. They can disagree on what the crime was among the three choices. Thus, this means that they could split 4-4-4, and he will still treat them as unanimous. This is absolute insanity, posted Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey in response to another Turley observation, namely that the jury will not be given copies of their instructions, but can ask for them to be read again. Absolutely ridiculous. I've never heard of this. This has never happened. And now Rep. Stefanik has filed misconduct complaint against the judge Juan Merchant over random assignment to Trump's NYC trial, because apparently there's three trials of Trump that he's in charge of, And random would have it that, okay, maybe you're going to pick one, you're going to be picked once and not on the second and not on the third. And it seems that there are actually very little statistical chances that the same judge would be picked randomly for the three trials in a row. So there was some selection process going on here. The probability of two specific criminal cases being assigned to the same justice is quite low. Three specific criminal cases, infinitesimally small. And yet we see acting Justice Merchant on all three cases. Merchant contributed also $15 for the Biden for President campaign, a symbolic donation probably, but a symbolic donation that is extremely meaningful. This means that this guy was rooting against Trump in 2020. How do these people end up being judges? I don't understand. I don't understand. Attack Manlet says, so will this judge need Secret Service protection for life after all this? I don't know. I don't think so. As far as we know, the Democrats can just continue bugging and parasitizing our system and nothing happens. They never get in trouble. The idea of allowing non-unanimous verdicts is ridiculous and shows further that the whole Trump trial is a circus of persecution. Imagine what it implies. Suppose a prosecutor wants to accuse you of a felony. He knows he won't convince a jury of 12 people, but he combines that felony with 150 other counts of misdemeanors that are convertible to felony because of some circumstance described in the statute. You know, there's these very weird statutes that I call crimes of combination. So, for example, free speech allows you to say some very violent things in America. You could call for violence. You could even target certain groups. If you're not doing a threat, it falls under the First Amendment very often. Now, combine this with graffiti. So, oh, well, now you're doing hate speech on a wall that is a destruction of someone else's property. And suddenly you have an end-ends crime. Suddenly, if you had just done a graffiti, we would have charged you $1,000 and bye-bye. And you would have done maybe some community service. But if you do a graffiti with hate speech, suddenly, oh, you're going to be 10 years in prison. These crimes of combination are ways to literally violate the First Amendment and violate other amendments of the Constitution because the Democrats are pissed that we still have those liberties. So they combine. And this is exactly what happens with Trump here. The crime would be a falsification of records as part of an election at the federal level, but that is only a crime if done in combination with, because the hush money payment is not a crime. You can pay someone to be silent. You can buy information. You can say, JF, how much do I have to pay you to stop talking about the Jews? Okay, well, that is a viable thing. You can do that. It's legal, but it becomes a crime according to the theory of the prosecution because Trump has noted in his notebook of business payment to Cohen. So, oh, he has hidden the true purpose. The true purpose was to make a good election campaign, and therefore it wasn't a company expense. Therefore, it was an election expense. Therefore, it was fraud. That is the route that you have to adopt to think that there's a crime, which is why it's so important what Judge Merchant decided. That, oh yeah, since there are things in this matter that wouldn't be a crime if they weren't combined in crimes of combination, I will let just the jury come back with whether they believe there was some crime committed, and if each of them believes there was one, but they don't agree on what it was, I will say guilty. Now, imagine that this becomes law. A prosecutor wants to accuse you of a felony. He combines a felony statute of that sort, of crimes of combination, with 150 other counts of misdemeanors of things you haven't done. Now, all he needs to do is convince each of the 12 jurors that one out of 150 facts alleged are true. Final verdict, guilty of a felony because one person thinks you did X, another person thinks you did Y, another one thinks you did Z, and so on. The threshold for conviction has been shifted from 12 out of 12 to 1 out of 12. Absolute nonsense. Crimes of combination, i.e., this is not a crime unless you do it as part of another crime, have always been a terrible idea to begin with. And I believe that, given that, I think it's so clownish that I would expect Judge Merchant at this point knows that it's clownish. And he doesn't care that it will be reverted on appeal. He just wants to mess with Trump in some way that will take time. He's just betting on the fact that, because this particular jury instruction is very easy to revert for the Supreme Court. There's a clear case there. You cannot send the jurors back into the deliberation process, being influenced by the fact that, you know what, it's not even worth fighting for justice because I'm being told that we don't even have to agree on the crime committed for this guy to be put in jail. So you are doing a stain on justice right in front of the jurors as they head toward the process of deliberation. And the function of the process of deliberation is to get agreement between the jurors. So you have just shaken to the core the very idea that they would reach agreement because they don't even have to. Mark D's channel says, at this point, we may as well skip the trial. That being said, you know, I'm still kind of careless about the outcome because there is an outcome in which Trump, the punishment could be up to 4 years because they made it a felony through crimes of combination. So, yeah, let's see what happens if we put a future president in jail. I'm almost like, yeah, let's try it. Let's see. Let's see what kind of an awakening of the American people this leads to. Let's see what kind of vice president we get when we do this. At this point, I'm careless in the sense that if you want to cause this injustice, build a new martyr in America, go ahead, leftist. Something tells me that it's not going to turn well for you guys. The Whatever podcast is completely incapable of engaging in political discussion. Look at the censorship that happened here.
Men of character create good societies mm-hmm. for people. Men who pursue money at the expense of everything, basically, you know, I mean, that's what we have now. I can't get into it because there's some words we can't say here. But, you know, if you take a look, they're the men that are ruling our society have pursued money at all lengths. And in that span, they have used and brutalized tons of people, which I don't know if you guys are into this conspiracy particularly, but we do have our CIA and Israel CIA Mossad.
Can't say that.
This is not even bannable on YouTube. You can give a commentary against Israel's CIA. She was about to say the Mossad, I guess. So Israel's CIA may be acting in ways that are criticizable politically, but they immediately shut her down. So forget about the Whatever podcast. They will always be in that circle of isolated thought. Oh, yeah, but woman. But what about woman, though? I mean, it's going to just be limited. And you can't discover the truth if you have limits. This is what I hope that Elon Musk will understand with his XAI. you have to go down into the abyss, Elon. You have to go down there and you have to take all the hits. You have to be proud and walking forward without fear. You have to know that you will be martyrized and enjoy it. The majority of Israelis admit they've been practicing an apartheid state since 2012. No moral equivalency, huh? 58% believe that Israel already practices apartheid against Palestinians. Two-thirds say Palestinians should not be allowed to vote if the West Bank was annexed. So this is why the Sam Harris spotlight and willful ignorance arguments that he's done across the years are so bad. Because Sam Harris would come and tell you, we've done a survey among the Muslim population. They're not all terrorists, but there's a lot of them. That is Sam Harris' point. And it's like, yeah, they're not all terrorists, but there's a big amount of terrorists in there. And I mean, you can see the result of this. The result of this today is that Israel feels justified in bombing refugee tents and civilian places and entire cities just turned into rubble because, oh, well, that's an hospital, but surveys indicate that there are terrorists in hospitals. And here, I found an AK-47. I mean, an AK-47 behind the MRI. Here, let's make a TikTok video about this. The thing is, the surveys on the side of Israel are equally indicative of a mentality of brute, of a mentality of generalized hatred. This is what happens when you have two populations at war. And yet, for 15 years in the US, all I've heard is the other survey. All I've heard is the Sam Harris reporting, well, the surveys on the Muslim side aren't good. I mean, they really want to kill us. Not all of them, but a lot of them want to kill us. Well, the Israelis think the same. So this is the problem of being equilibrated and fair in your treatment of facts. If there's just one subject in which you're more likely to pay attention to this fact, but not this fact, as soon as you have one blind spot, you miss reality by so much and you end up being a genocidal freak. This is the problem with Eric Weinstein too. The big lie. Oh, well, I'm all for talking about the truth, but we can't talk about the truths of race. No, that is something we just have to lie about. Well, now you can't talk about the truth of race. Now you advantage minorities over whites. Now, when the minorities start talking about the truths of race, suddenly that's okay. So you've deprived whites of talking about a truth. You've let other people talk about this truth. You just created a genocidal context. You just created a huge injustice just by having a blind spot, just by forgetting about something. Old AP footage shows Robert De Niro lashing out at French police in 1988 after the police questioned him about his involvement in a prostitution ring. So every time a Democrat figure comes out of the woodwork to seek trouble with Trump, it's always nice to remember what happened with them in the past. Robert De Niro happens to be a very dear friend of some pedophile, apparently. Some guy who was hiring young prostitutes or something like this. And so the French police was like, what the fuck?
An awful experience and a totally unnecessary one. And I've heard, you know, like a lot of people told me that they were apologizing, were embarrassed. I think the police were even embarrassed. It just shouldn't have happened. And the judge knew that I was there. I'd been there for months. And It just shouldn't have happened. And if I had known it was going to happen, I wouldn't have come back. I would have said arrange that this does not happen, because he knew, the judge knew, that I was going to, that I sent him a letter saying I'll be there. And they made a big drama out of it and came and burst into my hotel room, 7 or 8 cops, which was totally, you know, unacceptable. And maybe I should have called Amnesty International or something.
Block it in.
No, it's not the French. Of course I like the French, and I love Paris, and I love France. But the judicial system there, with the judges having so much power, and people complain to me about it, is deplorable.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Abuses of the justice system. Deplorable.
This judge would have the power to do what he did in such a way is just unacceptable.
And this guy hasn't been arrested. This guy hasn't been brought in unjust trials where every law is rewritten for him. This guy has merely been approached by the police in a hotel room. And it's like, okay, we just want to check that that there's no pedophilia going on here. This guy hasn't been arrested. He hasn't been in a criminal trial the way Trump was. And then yet there he is in New York celebrating the legal persecution of Trump. Isn't that interesting? Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, "Hey, Jeff, I was reminded of a conversation with friends from high school. 20 years ago, we were joking about how far the liberals would go. My worst prediction was that they would broadcast porn to children in your living room. I totally underestimated them. What did you think 20 years ago of the left?" I was starting to feel uncomfortable. I just turned out to have a news item that's totally related. You talk about porn and children. This is an elementary school teacher that was filming porn scenes in her classroom. Who consumes this kind of porn? I want to know.
Not me being crazy at work, you know?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not letting it continue. No. Sometimes, you know, sometimes Sam Harris is just right. Sometimes Eric Weinstein is just right. Sometimes we have to organize a big lie. Sometimes we have to turn the blind eye to certain facts. I am turning the blind eye willfully. I am not watching this porn performance. But yeah, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have predicted that they would go so fast, so wrong. But I was starting to feel extremely uncomfortable at the way they were. I was very early aware of the injustice of family courts before it was even done to me. I knew it was wrong. I knew there was something wrong going on there. And so I was like, man, they're kidnapping children. So whatever they do after this is just, is it that relevant given that they were already child kidnappers in the 90s? And what we see is that they get crazier, but really, the biggest harm that they do still is the ruining of the justice system in all dimensions of the world. The ruining of, and the kidnapping of children, really. That is what's wrong. Last news item before we close the show. Trouble in paradise. Zelensky insults Biden over absence at peace summit. Shut the fuck up, Zelensky! Shut the fuck up! You're not entitled to have Biden go help you at some peace summit. Shut the fuck up, Zelensky! Where's the money, Zelensky?